Well, good morning. Thank you all for coming. It's great to have you all here. It's RossCon 2013. Many of you were at RossCon 2012 last year, and when we did it, we weren't really sure if people would show up if we put on a conference. And it turns out a bunch of people did, and then we did a survey, and they said they wanted to do it again next year. So here we are, and thank all of you in particular for coming out and spending your weekend doing this. It's kind of a peculiar little niche that we live in with open source robot software, and it's great to see that it's important enough to all of us to come together and spend time on a weekend talking about this particular thing. Many of you were at ICR this week, and so our hope is that RossCon is kind of the perfect complement to ICR, where ICR is the place to discuss a lot of the scientific algorithmic development that's going on in the community. RossCon is the place to talk about the engineering, the software, the infrastructure that enables all that scientific progress that we see at ICR. We'd like this to be fun. We'd like this to be interactive. Please ask questions of the speakers. Please go see all the sponsors in the exhibit area, and please get together and talk with each other. This is, as much as it is an opportunity to come here and see people give you talks on what they've been working on, it's an opportunity for us as a community to meet, to get to put faces to names, and even maybe to hack together. We've got space dedicated in the exhibit area where you can, if you've brought robots, bring your robots out. Maybe there's an opportunity to actually write some code this weekend, which would be fantastic. So, some thank yous. We couldn't do this without our fantastic list of sponsors. Some of these names are they're from last year, so we've got multi-year support coming from some of these organizations, which we're very happy about. Some of them are new supporters, which is also fantastic. I'd really like to highlight our hosts, Fraunhofer. We just heard from Professor Farrell, and we wouldn't be able to do this without Professor Farrell. Thank you to him. And also, let me just jump to the organizing committee. This is the group of people who have spent time over the last several months putting the conference together. And I'd really like to thank my fellow organizers, in particular, Alex and Florian, our local hosts, without whom none of this would have happened. We showed up last night, and pretty much everything was done. And I can say that that was a very big change from last year, where we showed up and had to kind of do everything. So, very happy about that. Thank you. I'd also like to thank the program committee. So I couldn't get pictures of everybody on one slide, but this is the group of people who reviewed the proposals that we got in. So as you know, to decide who gets to speak at the conference, we take in proposals, we go through a review process, and this is the group of people who carefully reviewed the proposals, put in recommendations, hopefully got meaningful feedback to those of you who put in proposals, whether it was accepted or not. We hope that feedback was helpful for you. And it is the result of the work of that group of people that put together the program. We're doing it a little bit different this year. We're going to do single track in the mornings in here. So this is the room for track one. So if you look on the schedule, talks that are track one are in here. And then after lunch, we'll split into two tracks. So we're doing longer talks in the morning in here. The shorter talks will be double tracked in here and in the other auditorium, which is not the next one over, it's the one after that. But if you follow the signs, you'll get there. If you end up in an empty auditorium, that's the wrong one. We've got a great distribution of talks this year. So we've got some longer talks on core pieces of technology, so basic libraries that you're going to learn a lot more about the design, the motivation, and how to use them. And then some really interesting application talks, so people using ROS in a broad variety of ways, including lots of ways that we had no idea that they might be able to use it when we were designing the system years ago. More of the program, which is in your ROS bag. Oh, you know what? I'll stop here and point out Damon Kohler, right here from Google, is the person who designed, he didn't know he was doing it, but he designed the swag. So the ROS bag and the ROS topic pub on the pint glass, that's thanks to Damon. Okay. After the end of the talks today, we're going to do lightning talks. This is a really fun session that we did last year, and by popular demand, we're going to do two sessions. So we're going to have one this afternoon and one tomorrow afternoon. The way this works is you need to find the lightning session chair for the day. Today, that's Matt Williamson. He's sitting right here. So between now and the end of the afternoon break, you need to find Matt and tell him that you want to talk today in the lightning talk session. And then if you want, it's not required, but if you want, you can give him up to 3 slides that he's going to assemble into some common deck, and then we're going to run the presentations up here off of one computer. If you've got videos, we'll try to take them. We can't promise they'll all play back, and if there's any hassle with it, we'll just skip your videos. The idea with the lightning talks is to stand up and tell the whole crowd about some interesting project you're working on. Maybe it's a research project, maybe it's a cool new tool that you've developed that you want people to try out. Maybe it's a call for something that you think should be added to the software ecosystem that we all rely on. So it's wide open. Any topic is fair game. Just find Matt before the end of the day, and then we'll do it again. If you don't get in today, it will be first come, first serve. If you don't get in today, we'll do it again tomorrow. There is a questionnaire in your bag. We're looking for feedback on the organization of the conference. Please do take the time to fill that out. That's how we get feedback on how we've done, and we'll incorporate that into what we do next year. So please do take the time to fill out that questionnaire and get it back to, where does it go? To the registration desk. So please, sometime this weekend, fill out the questionnaire, drop it back off at the registration desk. That'll help us a lot. Some numbers. So who are we? This is a breakdown by registration type. So we've got the non-students are here, about 43%, and students up here. Complementary is a mix of the two. So complementary registrations are often students, hobbyists, individuals, members of the press, also sponsor employees of sponsoring organizations. So the takeaway from this is twofold. One is we're about half and half split between student and non-student, and I think that's a good mix. I would venture to say quite a different mix from ICRA. I actually don't know the numbers, but I would guess that a conference like ICRA has many, many more students because it's really, again, focused on the algorithm development. And here, what we're talking about is the engineering and the building blocks and the applications and some of the commercial use. So I think it's a good mix. The other takeaway is that as of this morning, we had 268 people registered, which is up 33% from last year, which is great. And I'm suspecting that it's actually going to end up being higher than that because folks are registering on site today. So that's a great sign for the conference and a great sign for the community. Last year in this slot, I introduced the Open Source Robotics Foundation, sort of announced it. It was this new organization that we had recently created and we're going to start sending some people to work at. In the intervening year, we've become a real company. We have an office. We invite you to come visit us in Mountain View, California. And we have a mission to support the development, distribution, and adoption of open source software for use in robotics research, education, and product development. We are a, what is in California terminology called a public benefit nonprofit company. The important takeaway from that is that we're legally bound to execute this mission. So this, I put this up there because it defines who we are. It describes all of our work. And so that includes a lot of work on ROS. It includes work on software that's related to ROS, such as Gazebo. And it includes other projects where we're using ROS in some interesting applications, including some novel hardware development. We have grown pretty quickly. This is our team now. We've got a pretty fantastic group of people, including many of the faces you recognize. Many but not all of those folks are here this weekend. We're really proud of the team that we've built, and this is really just a group of people who are dedicated to open source software for use in robotics. What have we actually been doing? Well, the Groovy release got out in December, and I'm sure many of you are using that now. And work is underway at a furious pace on Hydro. I don't have a logo for Hydro yet, but Hydro is in alpha now, is that correct? Yep. And there'll actually be some discussion this weekend about when to take Hydro into beta and into its final release. I'll mention a couple of areas where we at the Open Source Robotics Foundation could really use your help. The first one is with hosting. So one thing that's changed over the last several months it's a change that's in progress right now, is to take some of the online resources that we all rely on, in particular the Wiki, Ross Answers, and the Package Repository, and we're in the process now of moving those to the Open Source Lab at Oregon State University. And this is a great thanks to the folks at Oregon State, in particular Bill Smart, who just moved there, who really helped us put this move together. We're happy to be moving these resources to Oregon State. I think we're all going to be well served by having them hosted there. But there are costs associated with it. So we actually have to pay to have all the resources hosted there. So we are just generally looking for support. So if you're at an organization which might be in a position to support a little piece of that hosting, please let me know. We'd be happy to talk with you about that. And the same goes for the build farm. So all of the binary Debians that we all rely on are built by what is basically a pretty complicated cloud computing application that runs on machines that we rent from Storm On Demand. And there are costs associated with that, too. And so that's another thing. These are kind of ongoing maintenance costs that we're looking for support to help with. So if you're in a position to help, please let us know. The other area where we need help is with package maintenance. So you saw an announcement from Tully on the mailing list recently about the new the upgrades to the status dashboard. This is just a snapshot of a few packages. The thing that has changed recently is the status and the maintainer. So we've developed a lot of software over the last 5 years, an enormous amount of software. And when sometimes people write software, they contribute it to the community in one way or another, and then they move on to something else. And we end up with a lot of packages that are really important but don't have someone actively looking after them. And so we've recently done some work to put the maintainership status into the packaging infrastructure so that it can be visualized in this way. And our goals here are twofold. Well, they're multifold, but I'll point out two of them. One is to give credit to people who are maintaining things. The other is to make it clear when things are not being maintained. So there are lots of packages out there that we all rely on that there's nobody looking after right now. So I invite you to look at this dashboard. It's linked off the Ross Wiki, and find something that is important to you that no one's looking after right now, and then volunteer to look after it. It doesn't take a lot of time. There's an easy mechanism for getting your name up on this board to say that you're looking after a particular package, and your help goes a long, long way. When these packages are not maintained, we end up with a small group of people spending all of their time doing a little bit of patching, a little bit of porting, a little bit of updating, and then those folks can't do new development. And so what we'd like to do really is kind of spread this responsibility around the whole community. And so we're hoping that we can get all of your help with that. A little bit of housekeeping. Social event tonight. We're going to the Porsche Museum. Buses are going to leave here at 6 p.m. And then the buses are going to go from the Porsche Museum to the Katzenbacherhof for dinner at 8 o'clock. And then buses will come back to the university and or the hotels nearby where folks are staying. Some of you who are at ICR this week may have visited the Porsche Museum yesterday and might not want to go back today. That's okay. You can go directly to dinner. Dinner will start at 8 at the Katzenbacherhof, which is here. We're over here. It's about a half hour, 45-minute walk, although Florian tells me it's a 20-minute walk, but he walks really fast. So you could walk. If you don't want to walk, you can come out to the transit station out here, and buses 91 and 92 will take you around to Max Planck, and then you can just walk in, and then that's a much shorter walk. So you can get there directly, or you can be with us on the buses, stop by, see some cars, and then go to dinner. Wi-Fi, you've seen signs around the place. The SSID is conference. The password will change every day. So this is the password for today. There'll be a new one tomorrow, and the signs will get updated. So hopefully that's working for you. The buses leave at 6 o'clock. Where? I don't know. Out front, I guess. Yeah, right out front. The question is, if you have suitcases, should you take them with you or leave them here? You probably shouldn't. Let's see, what do you want to do with luggage?
You can
If you leave them here, we'll consider them a donation to the Open Source Robotics Foundation, and we'll thank you very kindly. You should probably take them with you. Birds of a feather. So this is something that worked out really well last year. This is an opportunity for people to spontaneously form groups with common interest and sit together and talk about important topics. There is a sign-up area behind the registration desk where you can go and suggest a topic and also register your support for a given topic. And we don't have time set aside in the schedule for these groups to meet because there just wasn't a time in the weekend to do it. So what we suggest is that you meet during lunch and during the breaks. So just schedule a time. It works very well to be self-organized. Suggest a topic, a time, people will register interest with it, in it, and you'll all get together and talk. And that lots of interesting things came out of those group meetings last year. We encourage you to participate in them this year. I'm running over a little bit here, so I'm now going to just move into introducing our keynote this morning. We're very honored to have a couple of guys from Willow Garage who are going to talk to us about Move It. I looked online for a picture of Sachin, and I couldn't find a picture, but I did find this video. This is from several years ago where Sachin is very surprised that the ceiling is shooting ping pong balls at him. And so this is just to give you a sense of Sachin and the kind of creativity that he inspires in the people that he works with. This was a group of mentors who assembled a really fantastic robot that they hid in the ceiling and pranked Sachin. So that's what I think of when I think of Sachin. Johan is also known as Transylvania number 2. Here hanging out with Transylvania number 1. Most of you know Radu Rusu. So we're very happy to have them, and with that, I'll just say thank you to all of you and welcome, and hand it over to the Move It guys.